Hey everybody, good afternoon. This is John, and welcome to another episode of the Witching Hour Podcast. Happy Sunday. Hope everybody's having a good weekend. I am here just to bring to subject two things that are hitting social media and people are yelling about, especially. One is the Crow remake. The original Crow, 1994. Damn, I didn't realize it was honestly that old. It was brought to you, directed by Alex Proyas, who brought us Knowing, sorry, Nicolas Cage, as well as iRobot with Will Smith, amongst a handful of others. Of course, being based off the graphic novel by James O'Barr from '89, and of course, starred the late Brandon Lee. Now, what everyone is up in the air so much about with this film is not so much a remake, again, and yet another remake. It's that they are honoring, excuse me, Brandon Lee, by saying that, sorry, this one is going to be starring Bill Skarsgård, who is a brilliant actor who comes from a family of brilliant actors who have been being brought up and mentioned all over the internet because the entire family just seems to be on fire with movie after movie after movie. Bill Skarsgård, as you know, starred as Pennywise in It and It 2, also from Barbarian, and a handful of other movies. Very talented young man, and I'm not saying that to take anything away from Brandon Lee. It was an awful thing that happened to Brandon Lee. It truly was. Now they are turning him in to make him unfortunately look more like I hate to almost say a got out, strung out version of of Machine Gun Kelly. Almost the pictures that I see, that's kind of who he looks like with jet black hair. I get just as upset when I hear that things are being remade, some songs or movies that I hold true to be phenomenal, and say, "Man, you can never remake that. It's always been a classic." There has been talks about one of my all-time favorite films, Escape from New York, John Carpenter, being remade for years, 10, 12, 15 years. Oh, this person's going to play it. There's talks about this. Okay, well, you know what? There's nothing I can do about it. Bottom line is, if I don't want to see it, I'm going to bitch about it. I'm not going to go see it. Maybe it'll hold water. Maybe it'll truly honor the original. Maybe it'll suck. I don't know. Maybe it'll be better. Who knows? And I can appreciate everybody supporting their love for the arts. I can, but I mean, they are unfortunately bashing, Skarsgård, and no one has seen it. They're judging it based on what it looks like or what his character looks like, as have I, as I just mentioned. It's I don't know. But so the film is being made by Rupert Sanders, who brought us Snow White and the Huntsman, Ghost in the Shell, and a couple other very dark movies. And is set for release, I believe, in May, perhaps. No, that can't be right. That's too soon. I'm not quite sure when the release date is for this one. My apologies. So anyhow, the reason I'm bringing, and I say I'm bringing up two issues today, is so we've got that one. Number two, I wanted to also mention The Strangers. Chapter one is being released in May of this year of 2024. The original from 2008 that was made by Brian Bertino. This is a prequel, supposedly. Now, the 2000, or excuse me, yes, the 2008 film that starred Liv Tyler that I personally loved, which is something I did want to mention about The Crow. One of the darkest films I've ever seen, and I understand that was the premises of the film. going based on the novel, which they did a phenomenal job on it. Great casting, great acting, great writing. I saw it in the theaters when it was still new, so yeah, I'm checking in with my age here again. But I'm not gonna lie to you, I actually fell asleep in the movie. It does, it puts me to sleep. It's got great action sequences. There's just something about the movie that puts me to sleep. Sorry, I know there are millions and millions of diehard fans, and I support you, and I'm not saying anything bad about the movie. But anyhow, Strangers in 08. I absolutely love the film. I thought it was creepy as hell, in all different kind of genres of horror films. So this is supposed to be a prequel. Now it does seem to actually give a little bit of storyline. A little bit makes it a little bit more personal on the background of the killers as opposed to part one. They just showed up at your door. And like it says, when they're asked, why are you doing this? Because you were home. And that's creepy. Sorry, it is. And the movie, again, is actually kind of a slow burn of a film. It truly is. This one is being brought to you by director Ronnie Harlan. Long list of films who has brought us throughout the years. Long Kiss Goodnight, The Adventures of Ford Fairlane, Nightmare on Elm Street Part 4, The Exorcist, The Beginning, Die Hard 2. Not starring, but does have incredible and incredibly creepy and incredibly talented also Richard Brake in it. So, no one's seemingly talking about this one yet. Like I said, the trailer was just released yesterday, the day before, I think by Friday perhaps. It's being seen. People are saying it. They're like, yeah, it looks pretty good or great, another remake. But they're not tearing it apart like they are with The Crow. Giving props again to the late Brandon Lee. I respect that. I truly do. But come on, guys. Either give it a shot or just say, I have no interest in it. That's just my opinion. There's tons of movies, throughout history. I can go back as far as being a child, and The Grinch was always one of my favorite childhood stories growing up. And then years later, Ron Howard brings out The Grinch. I didn't want to see it. I wanted nothing to do with it. I wanted it to be burned, every copy of it. Incredibly well done, incredibly talented. The vision was executed perfect. There's actually quite a dark movie. Jim Carrey, phenomenal. But I wanted nothing to do with it because I supported the original so much. So I get where everybody's coming from. I truly do. It is what it is. Do I wish more people would start coming out with, or the money, I should say, from the big time movie theaters, or not movie theaters, movie production companies, it would stop investing in remakes just to be able to make more money off of an original name that made millions of dollars years ago, and have them come out with something original and stop being so scared of failure. I understand, money talks, but I think something fresh, something new is exactly what we need. But at the same time, I think, between The Crow and, let's face it, the movies that came afterwards, after The Crow, the Crow movies that followed were very, very subpar. This remake does have a lot to live up to, and I do wish it the best. No matter if Bill Skarsgård comes across as Brandon Lee, which obviously by the looks of it, he's not supposed to, but if he has his own interpretation of the character, I hope everybody else gives it a shot because, like I said, he is a very talented man, and I don't think they'd be paying him otherwise. as far as the Strangers Chapter One. I have seen the trailer. I support it. Doesn't seem to be as intense as the first one. I haven't seen enough of it. I do support it, like I said, and I will definitely be checking them both out, though. Anyhow, these are my thoughts. You can be sitting there yelling and cussing at me, or you can be giving me a pat on the back saying, yeah, you got a good point. Either way, I appreciate your time. While you're here watching the video, please hit the subscribe button below. I definitely appreciate it. Appreciate your time, and hope everybody enjoys the rest of your weekend. And until we talk again, I hope you all keep it evil.